A Louisiana appeal court is hearing a lawsuit challenging state laws that let oil pipeline companies take private land. The Third Circuit Court of Appeal in Lake Charles is hearing a case involving the 162-mile-long Bayou Bridge pipeline, which began operating in March. The trial judge ruled in May that the pipeline trespassed on some private land in St. Martin Parish, but he said construction was legal, and he awarded three landowners only $150 apiece. The landowners say the law is unconstitutional, and they say the trial judge made errors during the trial. The FBI's New Orleans field office says a Louisiana man accused of trying to rob two banks in one day and fleeing the scenes on a bicycle has been arrested. 57-year-old Bernal Breaux was booked into the St. Bernard Parish Jail Monday on two counts of bank robbery. He's accused of entering two New Orleans-area banks, brandishing a gun at tellers, and demanding cash. The FBI says he made off with $300 from one of the locations. Louisiana's Medicaid program started the new year under a cloud of uncertainty amid a continued dispute over multi-billion dollar contracts to provide health services to 1.5 million people. Deals with five private companies that manage care for most Medicaid patients were slated to expire at the end of December. The Edwards administration struck emergency contracts to keep the companies in place for up to another year. The administration chose four companies to do the work starting in 2020, but two losing bidders that currently hold Louisiana Medicaid managed care contracts are protesting that decision, a legal process that has stalled the new contract awards. Funeral services are being held today for retired First Circuit Court of Appeal Chief Judge Melvin Shortis, who died Friday after suffering a long time with Alzheimer's. Shortis, who retired from the appellate court in 2000 after 10 years as its chief judge, was 86. Those who worked with Shortis remember him as a scholar and a mentor. His daughter, Amy Krusilek, says her father touched many lives, and he will be deeply missed by his family and the community. Louisiana Economic Development reports there was $8 billion in new capital investment in 2019, resulting in 12,000 new jobs. LED Secretary Don Pearson says the big economic wins in 2019 include a new deal to keep CenturyLink's headquarters in Monroe through 2025, a helicopter assembly plant locating in Lafayette, and in St. Tammany Parish, Medline announced it will build an 800,000-square-foot distribution center.
We were able to locate projects in 37 parishes, so a tremendous dispersed areas of success all across the state.
Louisiana Superintendent of Education John White is stepping down after 8 years on the job. White announced his planned March 11th departure in a letter to state education board members released today. His resignation comes despite last year's election of a board that appeared supportive of his policies. White oversaw improvements in graduation rates, college prep scores, and other measures of student performance, although Louisiana continues to lag other states in education rankings. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education said a search for his replacement would begin immediately. In the Jefferson Davis Parish town of Jennings, you'll find plenty of people rooting for Clemson in Monday's national championship game. That's because it's the hometown of Clemson star running back Travis Etienne. Jennings Mayor Henry Gwynn says they're overjoyed for the two-time ACC Offensive Player of the Year.
The people at Jennings would support him no matter where he went. We knew he was talented. We knew he was very smart, very well composed. I may have been a little disheartened if he had signed at Alabama, but anywhere else.